Good morning. It's 7:53. I'm Richard McCarthy. My guest this morning from Domtar, Diane Lowen, and from Dryden Kinsman, Ryan Graham. They're here with more about Dryden's Christmas Tour of Lights, which is coming up on Friday. We've touched on quite a bit already this morning, Diane and Ryan. What about Ryan, donations? Are you collecting donations? Can you tell us how that will work?
Hey, that's a fantastic question. So we are collecting for Christmas cheer in the food bank. So if you're coming, we're going to have a jar ready to go, and in the back of the center parking lot, it would be a perfect time to drop it off. Now, we'll have volunteers. All you have to do is drop it out. If you want to put it in an envelope, that's great, too. So bring your change, bring your dollars, bring your cash, bring your check. Every little bit is going to help a family need. When it comes to the food bank, hey, please bring your non-perishable food items. And what we can do, if you have them in a bag, one of those nice little Safeway bags, pick it up, throw it through the window. Well, don't throw it through the window. Pass it through the window. Or if you're really concerned, put it in your truck, and our volunteers will pick it up and put it into the food truck.
Good stuff. A reminder, the tour runs from 6:30 until 8:30. You can do that at the center with those drop-offs on Friday. Diane, this is also going to be an evening that prizes are going to be awarded because of the voting. Tell us about that.
Right, yeah. So Domtar is really excited about this event and this partnership with the Kinsmen, and we're planning to offer some prizes. For a prize for the best residential display and a prize for the best rural display. And we will also be providing a prize of a special coffee break for the business in town that wins the prize as the best lit-up display within the city as a business. So as Ryan said, we're going to be announcing those winners on CKDR next week. So we'll invite everybody to come back and take a listen and find out if you're the lucky winner.
Awesome stuff. Sounds like fun for the entire family. Any other thoughts to add, Diane, before we let you go?
Yes, we hope to see lots of folks out for this driving event on Friday night. We want to encourage the community to light up and have some fun. COVID is making it a very different Christmas for everyone. We want to encourage as many donations as possible for Christmas cheer in the food bank. As I said, it's a different Christmas for everyone, so let's do our part to make it as merry and bright as possible.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, thanks very much to Domtar and the Dryden Kinsmen for getting this going and adding some fun to the season. Ryan, any last thoughts?
Hey, well, my first thought is, ladies and gentlemen, please let's make this as safe as we can do. And remember, this is a drive-by event, so please stay in your vehicles when you get to the center. Let us do our work and tell you how to go, get around everywhere and where to go. I really, really want to thank all the volunteers who've been doing this, like John Carlucci at the center. And you know what? You absolutely amazing folks at CKDR. If it's not for this radio presence, but from everything that's on the CKDR.net, like Chris has done amazing things. Domtar specifically, Diane, you're amazing. And thank you so much for kind of taking this on and making this work. Really, Diane's the backbone in making this happen this year.
Oh, thanks, Ryan. Back at you.
Hey, great team.
Go ahead, give a virtual hug.
Aww.
Thanks very much, Diane and Ryan. It's been my pleasure to have you on this morning.
Thanks so much. We look forward to seeing everybody out.
And ho.
You knew that was coming. 7:50.
It's on my sock.
7:57. Thanks again.